Sometimes something very valuable shows up in the garbage. Wait until you hear what today's guest discovered, next on Gospel of Life. Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Gospel of Life Ministries. Welcome to our program. If you watch our programs regularly, you have seen the painting Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. It shows an abortion facility with a dumpster next to it. And from the dumpster, the angels of God are taking aborted babies to their proper home in heaven, where they're being welcomed, blessed, and energized with new life by Jesus. Well, brothers and sisters, this is not just an imaginary painting. The babies really are being thrown in the dumpsters outside of the abortion clinics. Today, we're going to talk to two of our missionaries of the Gospel of Life who actually retrieved such babies from dumpsters outside of killing centers. As usual, we're with our Associate Director, Janet Marana, and here in the studio, we're joined by Melissa Kukla, who works at the Dallas Pro-Life Committee, the Catholic Pro-Life Committee of the Diocese of Dallas. Welcome, Melissa. Great
Thank
to have you with us.
And
what we're going to talk about today actually happened just before you came to work in Dallas. We'll get to that in a moment. And also joining us by telephone is one of our missionaries of the Gospel of Life, Stephen Jendreski. And Stephen's calling in today from our New York office. And Stephen, how are you today?
Good, Father. How are you?
Great. Good to have you on the program. Well, the two of you have been through an amazing experience, and you know, for many years, praying outside of abortion facilities, we have encouraged pro-life people to undertake what is called garbology, going into the garbage. Mm-hmm. Why? Because you find things there that are sometimes very damaging to the abortion industry, to the abortionist, to the clinic, but also sometimes you find the babies themselves. Tell us what happened, Melissa, with you.
Okay. Well, back in the fall of 2007, Monica Miller had spoke at a 40 Days for Life campaign that we did in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And Dr. Miller is part of Citizens for Pro-Life Society.
Right.
And
right.
She spoke of the retrievals that she did from dumpsters back in the 80s. And what an impact that had on her and then also the community at the time.
Yes.
And my husband and I were just really inspired by that. And we participated in another 40 Days for Life in the spring of 2008.
Right.
And we took a lot of the nighttime hours. And in the course of being out there, we decided, well, let's see what is in the dumpster out there. And it was just the two of us and the first time we just grabbed a couple of bags out of the dumpster, you know, and went to my car and opened up the trunk and went through the trash right there and figured, you know, to passersby, it may just look like, you know, we're looking for something in our trunk.
That's right.
And the first time we, found some, bloody abortion tools, like, sharps attached to IV bags and some patient records, but no babies that time. And we called Dr. Miller the next day because she had experience with this. And she suggested that we really needed to take this garbage off-site so we can really go through it and discern what we're looking at, right, and then also get a larger sample. So for the next 3 weeks, every Sunday, my husband and I at night would drive our cars up to the dumpster and jump in to the dumpster, and I would throw the bags out. And
you had to literally jump in.
Right.
You had to get right in there completely.
Right.
We weren't just bending over to go. No.
We required a chair and hopped into the dumpster, and I would throw the bags out to Kevin, and he would load up our car, and we would take it off-site and go through all the trash and, you know, date everything that we were finding, try to separate it by type. And in the process of all this, we found hundreds of patient records, just with their names, addresses.
Well, where's this confidentiality that the abortion industry is always howling about?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
The privacy and the right to privacy. Well, what?
And, you know, even some of the things Melissa said, they first found sharps and IV bags and all that. I mean, they're supposed to be those red biohazard containers,
right.
Sharp containers. And this is a money issue. Do you realize
right.
that? Because to dispose of those red containers costs more money.
Yes.
So actually what the abortion clinic is doing, they're saving money themselves mm-hmm. by doing something that's very illegal, by taking sharps and these, like you said, IV bags and just tossing them in just regular black garbage bags.
Right.
I mean, it's against the law.
Right.
It really is.
So then in this second retrieval, you found mm-hmm. you found some babies.
Well, it was actually the third one.
Right.
Gathered as much as would fit in my back seat and trunk and took it off site, and we were going through it, and we had gone through several bags already and finding the bloody cannulas, medicine vials, you know, ultrasound pictures. You could follow the women from the time they checked in all the way through the recovery room. From that day, they were being thrown in the trash. And then we came across this muslin sack that was tied at the bottom. And as you opened up the muslin sack, on the inside were bloody tissue. And one of the ones I opened, I said, oh, my gosh, it's an arm. And we had found the that was the first one of many that day that we found of the remains of babies.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, what did you, were you expecting to find these babies? I mean, obviously, as Dr. Miller had said, sometimes
right.
you will. But still, that must have been shocking when you actually saw.
Right. And that's, you know, I thought maybe eventually, you know, if you go through enough abortionist trash, you're bound to find a piece of a baby sooner or later. But that day we found right around 20 babies in the trash.
About 20 babies in the trash.
Right.
So again, the date of this was what?
February 23rd.
Of 2008.
Right.
And the place, the specific abortion mill?
Was Woman Care. It's in Lathrop Village, Michigan.
Lathrop Village, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, Stephen, you're here on the line with us, and was it about a week later then that you were at the, was it at the same place that you went to the dumpster?
Yeah. Actually, I was home, it was March 2nd. I was home on spring break,
mm-hmm.
and Monica had given me a call and asked if I could come help her out, so And so I went along to help her, and it was the same clinic and the same dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you experienced.
Well, similar to Melissa, the dumpster was tall. I'm 6 foot tall, and I couldn't reach the garbage bags inside, so I had to climb inside myself. And so you're inside with all this garbage, and it's dark. We did have one person with a flashlight shining it in, but so I'm handing the garbage out. And so my experience was much the same as hers, sorting through the trash, finding the little muslin sacks. If I wouldn't have known what to look for, I probably would have missed it.
Mm-hmm.
But since Monica was there, we knew what to look for.
Mm-hmm. How many babies that day did you find in the garbage?
I believe it was about a dozen babies that we found. I don't know the exact number because some of them were mixed together. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning, so we didn't. Monica had taken the remains with her and sorted them out later.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
But what surprises me the most about all of this is people's reaction to me telling them that we found babies in a dumpster. That they're, you know, people are very upset about it. But when you think about it, it's like being upset over the fact that they retrieved fillings from the Holocaust victims. It's very consistent with what they're doing in the first place. You know, their lack of respect for human life. Like Janet was saying, they're doing this to save money. I mean, they were retrieving the gold fillings for the money. Well, the abortionist is throwing the babies in the dumpster for the same reason. He wants to save money. And it shows their callousness towards human life.
Yes, it certainly does. I mean, it would be crazy to. It's like when the story of the baby body parts came out. Our friends right here at Life Dynamics and we working together with them on getting that story out. people were just so outraged when we showed them, as we still do today, the order forms for the placenta, fetal legs, the brain, the eyes, you know, give me a pair of eyes from a baby 24 weeks. And people were outraged. I said, well, wait a minute, don't you realize that this is taking place every day, these babies are being killed? Why this sudden discovery of outrage when, you know, oh, you were asleep before? I mean, this is where we all have to wake up, isn't it?
Right. And, I mean, you have to also consider these women. I mean, we know from the testimonies of so many of these women from the Silent No More Awareness Campaign that they didn't go into that abortion clinic for their freedom of choice. They went in because they felt they had no other choice, trapped, abandoned, you know, desperate. And so many of them, their family members never even know they had this abortion. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine those women who went to that clinic now, because I know this was made very public in the state of Michigan. The doctor's name was Hodari. It was made public. Imagine how those women feel that were at that clinic that specific weekend, knowing, oh, my goodness. Because, see, so many of them are bored the lie, like, well, it's not really a baby. It's a clump of cells. Right. It's not that. They're still trying that argument even today. And now they see that, in fact, their records might be thrown in the garbage. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's
incredible. Well, we're going to take a little break, and then, Melissa, we're going to want to hear more from you and Stephen also about your experience. So, friends, stay with us here on Gospel of Life. We'll be right back.
There's nothing wrong with your television set. You don't see anything because there's nothing there. Abortion, the most common surgery in America. Why don't we ever see what it looks like? A message from Priests for Life.
Now you can make a difference in the lives of the unborn for as little as $12. Make your donation today and we'll send you a copy of the pro-life masterpiece, Earth's Trash, Heaven's Treasure. Vivid imagery and striking colors come together in a painting that captures the essence of eternal hope for the unborn. You'll help change the hearts and lives of people everywhere. Plus, you'll have a treasured piece of artwork that serves as a daily reminder of the beauty of precious living souls. Make your donation today.
Well, welcome back. We are with Melissa Kukla and Stephen Jendreski, two of our lay missionaries of the Gospel of Life. And we have a story here that we're telling of the retrieval of babies from garbage dumpsters outside of killing centers. This is happening all across America, and these abortionists are unscrupulous. If you can kill babies, then your conscience has been seared. You can do anything else. Of course, these babies were reverently laid to rest, and there was a funeral. Were you at the funeral with Bishop
Quinn
in Detroit? Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that was just really such a blessing. Since the retrievals, I've since moved to Dallas.
Right.
So through the generosity of a donor, I was able to fly back to Michigan for the funeral. And Bishop Quinn, one of the auxiliary bishops of the Archdiocese of Detroit, presided over that funeral, along with several other priests and deacons. And it was just so reverent and so, it just really made me feel like finally they were at peace. Like their lives had been cut so short and so brutally ended, but to be able to pull them from the trash, but then to lay them into the ground, you know, in a casket with a tombstone, with the dignity that they deserve as human beings, was just really, it gave me some closure for them.
Exactly. And that's why it's so important that we publicize these funerals, because it brings that same kind of closure to many people out there who are grieving children that they lost and who have never been able to hold the body, attend a wake, go to a funeral, give them a burial, or even give them a name. And this is a wonderful, wonderful way to, in some small way, to make reparation for the terrible robbery of dignity that abortion has inflicted on these children. Now, Stephen, you were telling us about some of the things that that you saw the abortionist doing. Tell our audience about that.
Well, it was actually another abortionist that's located in Michigan that we watched him load bags of biohazard into his car. His car was filled with all sorts of garbage. There was even an ultrasound machine in there at one time. And we would go there week after week, and for 2 weeks he had these bags of biohazard in his car that he just kept in there with the rest of the trash. And we would see other things like patient records. You could look through the window, you'd see patient records with names, how many abortions they've had, or information like that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, what is the next step now? Pro-life people gathering, praying in front of these abortion facilities should continue to do what the two of you did and retrieve things from these dumpsters, right?
Definitely.
Well, matter of fact, I mean, we're almost in September, you know, as this show is airing, and the 40 Days for Life campaign will be beginning once again, and people will be coming out in front of these abortion centers praying, and there might be some people that would be inclined who have those evening hours to do like Melissa and Steve did, to check what is in the dumpster, because what you're doing really is bringing dignity back to those children who've been destroyed. I mean,
right.
Chances are, like you said, it took a couple of weeks of retrieval. And I noticed you said you went on Sunday.
Right.
Because we all know that most of those abortion procedures are done on Saturdays.
Right.
That's the highest number done. And so chances are, if you're checking the dumpster on a Sunday, if there's going to be babies thrown in the garbage, they're going to be there on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a real challenge to people that, you know, if you think you have the heart to do this, to give closure for those babies, this is something to pray about to do.
Right. And Father Pavone, you've said that you cannot practice a vice virtuously. And these abortionists have to be committing some kind of crime. You know, I just really believe that if you, the next dumpster that you go into, you're going to find something, you know.
That's
because,
right.
In fact, that did happen with Dr. Monica Miller. She went to another abortionist trash just a few weeks later, and the very next one found babies again. So
we got to keep doing it, and we thank you for doing it, Melissa. And Stephen, any last thoughts from you?
Oh, yeah. Somebody had asked me whatever made me think of climbing in a dumpster, and I told them that it's one of the corporal works of mercy to bury the dead.
Excellent point.
Burial. So.
That's right. It is a corporal work of mercy. Well, thanks for what you're doing. Thank you both, and Janet. And thank you, brothers and sisters, for being with us. Let's spread the word. And on our website at gospeloflife.com, you'll be able to see the links to the pictures of the very babies that we've been talking about today and the pictures of many others, along with the stories and even some video footage of the funerals that have been held in Michigan and in other cities to give these babies proper dignity. Also, keep watch on our gospeloflife.com website for the travel schedule of our pastoral team. I'll be going to Salina, Kansas in the coming week, Des Moines, Iowa. Father Dennis Wild will be there, Father Jim Hyde in the Chicago area, and we invite you to come to all of these various events. Stay with us now. We'll be back with our action segment and more about what you can do to end abortion.
There is a crisis in America. A Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. In the last 12 years, half of the nation's freestanding abortion clinics have closed, and the abortion industry is on the run. Gospel of Life Ministries has played a vital role in the rescue of countless children and is currently in place to save thousands more. But we urgently need your support to make this happen. Not everyone can be on the front line of this battle, but when you support Gospel of Life, you are saving lives. Your life-saving gift of $25, $50, or $100 will help us provide alternatives to women who think they have no choice but abortion. And for those countless women who have lost children to abortion, Gospel of Life Ministries will help them find forgiveness, healing, and peace in the cross of Christ, and become outspoken advocates for the lives of their unborn children. The help you provide will also bring the saving word of life to churches through a training program that is raising a mass voice that will see abortion stopped. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
Welcome, friends, to our action segment. We want to describe to you today our special project called Is This What You Mean? Janet, this is based on going back to the actual quotes of the abortionists and challenging abortion supporters to tell us if they mean the same thing as the abortionists do when they say the word abortion.
That's right, because, you know, so many people today will say, well, I'm for women's right to choose, you know, choose what. You know, the word abortion has basically lost all meaning, and that's what we're saying. If you think you support abortion and the woman's right to choose abortion, is this what you mean? Taking the quotes of the doctors who actually perform the procedures. And these are actual quotes that we've taken from court cases, you know, that have been documented.
And from medical textbooks.
Medical textbooks.
Yes.
We also have diagrams of the procedures that we'll provide that have the quotes on the back of the diagrams. But in addition, on our website, we have so many more quotes. So what we're challenging people to do is if you have someone who you know, if you want to try to convert them to be pro-life, people always want to know how to do that, say, well, when you talk about choice and abortion, is this what you mean? And quote those quotes, show them the diagrams, and challenge them to see that this is what they're talking about when they say choice.
For example, Dr. Warren Hearn says in his medical textbook, Abortion Practice, that a long curved Mayo scissors may be necessary to decapitate and dismember the fetus. Now, when we use the words decapitate and dismember, we're not the ones saying that. Warren Hearn is saying that in a textbook on how to do abortions. So you stand up, for example, in a town hall meeting where one of these candidates, pro-abortion candidates, is speaking, and your question is, quote, sir, ma'am, in his textbook on how to do abortions, Dr. Warren Hearn says, a long curved Mayo scissors may be necessary to decapitate and dismember the fetus. End of quote. When you say abortion, is this what you mean? And then you just let the question hang there. And the idea is this, that it, of course, it challenges the person to either have to admit that they support something that's repulsive or proves that they have to evade something that they're saying they support.
Now, be prepared that when you do that, the person now is going to basically go off in another direction. You know, not really answer your question, is
right.
This what you mean?
Right.
They're going to go, well, when a woman's right to choose, say, yeah. Excuse me, sir, and then ask another
is this
question.
What you mean?
You know, give
yeah.
another example, another quote.
And their evasion proves our point. And meanwhile, all the people there have heard a description of abortion, which they've never heard before.
That's right.
It's a powerful project.
Yes, and to go to our website, get involved. We need them on our team for this Is This What You Mean project.
Well, thanks, Janet. Brothers and sisters, I also want to offer you a free booklet. You can keep it right in your pocket just like I have it in mine. It is produced by our friend Mark Crutcher and I. We put together and distribute this Pro-Life Answers booklet. Answers to the most common arguments of abortion supporters. We want to send this to you today. Free of charge, contact us at Gospel of Life, and this will be yours for your pocket to equip you to answer the abortion supporters. I'd also like to send you the Will to Live. What that is a document that assists people when, if the time comes in their life when they are unable to speak for themselves about their medical decisions, that those decisions can be made by a trusted person with whom you talk in advance about your values and whom you appoint to speak in those circumstances. And the will to live is much safer than a living will and will ensure that treatments won't be taken away or deprived from you that you would want to have. Contact us also about the will to live. And finally, donate to our work. If you like the things you see on these programs, if you want to help us continue these programs and get them out to more and more Americans and respond to the inquiries we get from people who want to be more involved in the pro-life movement, then make a tax-deductible donation today to Gospel of Life Ministries. Go to gospelofife.com for more information about that. We rely on your support. Together, let's work to build a culture of life. Tune in next week to Gospel of Life. Tell your friends about our program. And together, let's hasten the day when we see an end to abortion. Thank you, and God bless you.
until people saw images of children in coal mines did they enact child labor laws. Not until people saw images of human torture did they rise up against slavery. And now, after seeing these images, what will you do? Priests for Life. Because America will never reject abortion unless America sees abortion. Call now to learn how you can help.
You are looking at the face of an unborn child, 25 and a half weeks into pregnancy. This child can be legally killed by abortion in America. As this ad from the Yellow Pages proves, some abortion clinics sell abortions up to 28 weeks. Abortion kills living children whose hearts are beating and whose bodily organs are all in place. Abortion. Haven't we gone too far?
There is a crisis in America, a Holocaust that takes the lives of more than 3,000 children every day through the horrific act of abortion. Yet despite this tragic loss, we are gaining victory over this culture of death. With your gift of $25, we'll send you the booklet, Pro-Life, Today and Always. It will give you an overview of why we are pro-life and provide reflections that will stir and motivate you to action. With your gift of $50, we'll also send you the DVD, The Procedure. In this powerful DVD, you'll hear abortionists discuss the procedure in their own words and unmask the violence that the abortion industry tries to hide. And when you give a gift of $100, we'll also include the book, Forbidden Grief. This compelling book will open your eyes to the psychological damage done to those who have had an abortion experience. Please call, write, or make your gift online today. Gospel of Life program is made possible by the supporters of Gospel of Life Ministries and Priests for Life. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of stopping abortion and providing post-abortion healing. Specific outreaches mentioned are examples of the programs conducted and supported. Gifts are considered to be without use restriction unless specifically stipulated by the donor.